Western New York's generosity is limitless, at least so often it seems. Weekends are packed with fundraising events, benefiting an array of causes and organizations, all worthwhile, most enthusiastically supported. How that support builds and its overall effectiveness can be put into perspective by Luann Bergio, Deputy Executive Director of the Western and Central New York Chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a position she has held for more than two decades.
In the 60s, when a child was diagnosed with leukemia, chances of survival were, very slim, 3%. Now today, thanks to the support of our community, that some forms of childhood leukemia survival rates are over 90%.
That community support comes into full view each fall with the Light the Night Walk at Delaware Park, attracting hundreds, including Dennis Dentino, president of two local companies, Hazmat Environmental Group and Kenworth Northeast Group. He's an unabashed promoter of the Light the Night Walk.
It's one of the most emotional affairs, and I've been around a while, that I've ever been involved in, because people will walk around the park, 3,000 people with various colored balloons representing different things at dark, and with one thought in mind, I either know someone that survived, I know someone that didn't survive, or we're going to make sure we're going to beat this thing and going forward.
Supporters carry a red illuminated lantern. Cancer survivors will carry a white lantern. Gold lanterns carry the most poignant reminders, representing a friend or loved one who died, another tragedy of cancer. The lanterns will fill Delaware Park again this Friday, September 25th, as hundreds are expected to join in for the annual Light the Night Walk.
We encourage teams. We're in need of teams. A team consists of, five up to 205 participants. And we encourage all walkers to be a champion for a cure and raise that $100 to receive the official Light the Night shirt, food and beverage wristband, and an illuminated lantern.
That team approach, Bergio says, has been effective. Between walkers and corporate sponsors, Light the Night in Delaware Park raised $430,000 last year. She says the solemn essence of the evening mixes well with a night of music, food, and drink, making for a bonding experience for survivors, supporters, and those walking in memoriam.
My people, we have a couple of buses that bring people from the office to the event, like Luann said. I have people arriving there at 5 o'clock, and they're staying in Delaware Park till 11, 12 at night. They feel good about themselves. Everybody wants to do something about this terrible disease, and it's a good feeling. It's probably the biggest team-building thing that I do at either one of my companies.
Every 3 minutes, someone in the United States is diagnosed with blood cancer. An astounding statistic, certainly, but it's more than a number for Dennis Dentino, who may understand the term pay it forward better than most. A supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for many years, his association took a personal turn in February 2011 when his daughter was diagnosed with leukemia.
When the door to the leukemia, the cancer world opens up and you walk through, you never come out. So it's something that never goes away for that person, the family, and anyone close to them. But thank you for asking. She's doing very well right now. She has no symptoms of cancer. She still has to watch other things because she did have a bone marrow transplant. She's around. It's not going to beat her. She's going to live a long, normal life, and that's just the way it is, period.
The Light the Night Walk to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is this Friday at Delaware Park. Registration begins at 5, the walk just after sunset at 7:30. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.